A police officer's been shot and killed. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. In Huntsville, Alabama, two officers responded to a 911 call from a woman who said she'd been shot.
The officers were also shot by an offender that later became barricaded, in which you saw the police response, overwhelming police response thereafter.
Huntsville Deputy Police Chief Michael Johnson says one of the officers died at the hospital. The second is in critical condition following surgery. The suspect was also wounded and is in custody. In Nashville, another vigil for the three children and three adults shot to death in Monday's school shooting. Nashville Metropolitan Police Chief John Drake says they've learned more about the shooter.
She was under care, doctor's care, for an emotional disorder. Law enforcement knew nothing about the treatment she was receiving, but her parents felt that she should not own weapons.
The chief says her parents were unaware that she had purchased seven guns since 2020. Nashville police also released body camera video from the officers who rushed into the school and killed the shooter. President Biden visiting a chip manufacturing plant Tuesday in North Carolina.
President Biden toured Wolfspeed, a chip manufacturing facility in Durham, North Carolina, which is expanding thanks in part to the CHIPS Act. The president said he was asked by one foreign leader why he'd been pushing for such laws, and he responded,
"We're no longer going to have to wait for product from other countries. You're going to have access to what we do, but we're going to have the supply chain start in America, building a clean energy future made in America."
The president noted that not far away in North Carolina, another company is investing in electric vehicle production, and that those cars can use hundreds, if not thousands, of chips that Wolfspeed will provide, and that they also intend to eventually build electric vehicle charging stations across the country.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
House Speaker McCarthy has written President Biden about the debt ceiling,
pressing him to negotiate.
"I think there's a way that we can get this done early, which would help the economy instead of the brinkmanship the president is trying to play."
Republicans want to find a way to cut back on government spending to reduce the national debt. President Biden fired back in his own letter to the speaker, calling on Republicans to present their budget plan. He called out the GOP for their tactics.
"They're putting our economy in jeopardy by threatening to refuse to pay America's bills."
The U.S. actually hit its debt limit back in January, and barring a deal between congressional lawmakers and the White House, a default could occur sometime this summer.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The Senate is preparing to vote to repeal the 2002 War Powers Act that greenlighted the invasion of Iraq 20 years ago this month. It would end the authorization for U.S. presidents to use force in Iraq and return those powers to Congress. Federal safety regulators, investigators that is, have joined the search for the cause of last week's deadly explosion that leveled a chocolate factory in West Reading, Pennsylvania, investigating whether it may have involved a gas line that blast killed seven people. The cleanup in Mississippi continues from Friday's devastating tornado outbreak.
Bit of good news from the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency on Monday. Folks were able to conclude the search and rescue efforts, and after that were able to downgrade the death toll here in Mississippi from at least 25 to now down to 21. It's really amazing how much progress they've been able to make in the last few days in terms terms of cleanup. A lot of debris that was hanging around in the streets and on sidewalks have been moved out of the way. They obviously still have a long road to go.
Fox's Charles Watson. Fox Corporation has donated $1 million to the Red Cross tornado relief effort. If you'd like to donate, visit redcross.org/foxforward. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.